What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to Meta threatens to remove all news from Facebook. They're already suppressing and censoring news. What's the difference? But before we get into that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing and promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. Excuse me. One-stop shop for all marketing and promotions, along with the new little apparel merch as well. So let's get into it.
Facebook parent Meta threatening to remove all news from its site if Congress passes a law allowing news organizations to bargain with tech companies for compensation.
That's right, negotiate. Meta furiously adding, quote, put simply, the government creating a cartel-like entity which requires one private company to subsidize other private entities is a terrible precedent for all American businesses, they write.
Fox and Friends weekend co-host and deep thinker Will Cain is here to put it all in perspective. Will, how significant is this?
Oh, it's incredibly significant.
Sounds like it.
It's allowing, essentially, a monopoly in the news industry of all of our traditional news entities to then go into Facebook and say, you have to carry us, and here's what you have to pay us. Right. And Brian, like in any type of, this would be an antitrust exemption. So in any type of monopoly situation, what you do is you control the outlet and you crowd out the upstarts. Now this is why, this is why it's important. I think the most important, some of the most important journalism done, certainly over the last year, and I would argue over the last 5 to 10 years, has been independent citizen journalism.
Yes.
Where did Elon Musk give the Twitter files? He gave it to an independent journalist at Substack in Matt Taibbi, and now to another independent journalist in Substack, Barry Weiss. If you allow the New York Times and the Washington Post and the LA Times and CNN to all dictate who gets exposure and at what price, they have now control over the how loud the voices can be.
They're already trying to control
the voices. They can choose, and nobody's been more censorious. No one's chosen to be to embrace censorship more than media companies in the last year or two. We know that they've actually loved it.
Yeah.
The legacy media companies, because it allows them to crowd out those that would look to compete. This just formalizes it into law.
But also, Will, you know, essentially these online aggregators take stuff we do and other people do, independent journalists, take the stuff that our product, our content, and put it up there for free. Whereas people go and they click around on these aggregators, hey, I'm going to look at that news. Obviously, you know, all the media companies have got a financial interest in it. So it's great for all the media companies and writers, because then Facebook, which is gigantically rich, has to share some of the cash.
Yeah, but Steve, so the relationship between, you said, all of us, anybody that creates content, right, and the distributor, Facebook. And look, I'm not here to defend Facebook or even their business model, but I understand that the relationship is a voluntary one. We put our content on their platforms because we want exposure to their audience. And then we can reap some advertising revenue if you want. And look, do I think it's great? Do I think it's a great business model? Do I think it produces the best journalism in all cases? No, I do not. But I don't think the answer to that... You know how long Congress has wanted to control the media? How often have the Democratic Party tried to pass the Fairness Doctrine, you know, so that they could control the evening out of left and right voices on talk radio? You don't think that if Congress now gets to help coalesce this monopoly, they're going to help determine who's a part of the cartel, who gets in and who doesn't? I'm telling you right now, it will shut down citizen journalism. It'll shut down small business. And by the way, it has the ability to help foreign powers. I mean, you know, some Chinese media company can't come in and be a part of this cartel, even surreptitiously through the New York Times or the LA Times. I don't like this, Steve. I don't like this at all.
Will, thank you so much. Great to see you.
All right, so first of all, nobody really trusts mainstream media right now. They're almost impossible to trust. People trust independent journalists more. I would argue, like, he said something, one of the guys said something about, you know, content creators using the news, mainstream media news on their platforms, outlets. I would argue that if it wasn't for, like, YouTube content creators actually reacting to videos on Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and ABC, if it wasn't for these Joe Rogans and Officer Tatum's and Black conservative perspective and whoever else it may be that's a big YouTube album, preach, whatever. I would argue if it wasn't for those cats, nobody would be paying attention to none of this mainstream media because nobody really trusts it because we know mainstream media has become so politically biased. It doesn't matter what TV channel, what channel you go to, they're all biased. The only one that's the least biased is Fox because Fox actually has Democrats on there with actual conservatives and Republicans. But when you go to, like, you know, CNN, they're just like all mainly Democrats, man. They don't want to hear no Republican views. That's the thing. And journalists aren't supposed to have this bias view when they go in. You're supposed to gather the evidence, gather the facts, and report about the evidence and report about the facts. But mainstream media is not reporting facts no more. They're reporting opinions and assumptions, you know, and accusations and allegations. That's all they're mainly reporting nowadays. Accusations, allegations, assumptions, and opinions. They don't like facts no more, you know, and that's the thing. We the people, you know, like people like me, we don't want biased opinions, allegations, accusations. We want facts. We want evidence. We want proof. You know, I don't want to hear hearsay over and over and over and over again. That's the thing. Facebook's like, oh, screw that. You know, we don't need news on there. They're already suppressing and censoring news anyways. They're already having issues with politicians coming in about, you know, what news they let in and what posts they let in. And it's more money for them to lose. They'll just have to pay out more money to mainstream media so mainstream media can control what lies are spewed. And you know how you always know when mainstream media is, like, on the agenda and they're all on bullshit? They all start, all their news be like the same exact script. You'll hear certain words in there that they're just using over and over again. That words are like the agenda words, like what they're really trying to get the point across. And it's all... like, that's the thing. When all the mainstream media news are saying exact same words, word for word, you know it's bullshit. It's all about an agenda. They didn't go report the facts. They didn't get no evidence. They didn't get no proof. It's all assumptions, allegations, accusations, and opinions. And that's the problem with news, mainstream media. And we're not paying for mainstream media's accusations and opinions and allegations. I mean, I've seen a lot of YouTubers presenting way more facts and way more evidence, like on Valuetainment or Redacted or what's the other one? I think it's the Breaking Point. Like, these people are presenting way more facts, way more evidence, less biasness. You know, they're willing to have their minds changed when facts and evidence and proof is presented. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.